ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఎంత పాపులర్ పా శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద, శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్, ఓ గ్రేట్ సేజ్, గ్రేట్ సెయింట్లీ పర్సన్స్ లైక్ యూ బీయింగ్ కంప్లీట్లీ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ద వేదిక్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఫార్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ రిచువలిస్టిక్ సెరమోనీస్ అండ్ యాగ్యాస్ వర్షిప్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు ఇన్ ఆల్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్. దేర్ఫోర్ వెదర్ ద సేమ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు హ్యాస్ కమ్ హియర్ టు గివ్ మీ all benedictions, or to punish me as an enemy, I must carry out his order and give him the required, the requested tract of land without hesitation. Purport. As stated by Lord Shiva, Aradhananam salvesham Vishnur Aradhanam param Tasmat parataram devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam Padma Purana. Although in the Vedas there are recommendations for worshipping many demigods, Lord Vishnu is the supreme person, and worship of Vishnu is the ultimate goal of life. The Vedic principles of the Vanashram institution are meant to recognize, are meant to organize society to prepare everyone to worship Lord Vishnu. Panashrama Chalvata Purushena Parapuman Vishnu Aradhyate Pantaha Nanyat Tattosha Karanam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashram. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu Purana 389. One must ultimately worship Lord Vishnu. And for that purpose, the Panashram system organizes society into Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras, Brahmacharis, Grihasthas, Vanaprasthas, and Sannyasis. Pali Maharaj, having been perfectly educated in devotional service by his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, knew how things are to be done. He was never to be misguided by anyone, even by a person who happened to be his so-called spiritual master. This is the sign of a full surrender. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Maravi Rakavi Yo Icha Toraha Nitya Das Prati Duya Adhikara. When one surrenders to Lord Vishnu, one must be prepared to abide by his orders in all circumstances. Whether he kills one or gives one protection, Lord Vishnu must be worshipped in all circumstances. Om Agyanat Minandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umiltam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Aveta Gadadara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all for coming to my Bhagavatam class, and before I proceed, I'd like to seek your blessings. Pancha kalpa duribhyascha kripa sindhu vyebhyascha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Here, main topic, as you have heard, is surrender. Surrender is, one sense, is the last word for devotees, as well as the first word for the devotees. So, today's class will try to understand, and also I'd like to learn from you regarding surrender, what surrender is. So please, if my understanding is wrong, please correct me, and also I'd like to welcome your comment, corrections, and questions regarding today's topic on surrender. Surrender, when you say surrender, automatically the verse of Bhagavad Gita, 1866, Sarva Dharmam Paritaja comes, surrender unto me. In that purport, Prabhupada explains the process of surrender. It starts with Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Bhajanam. So, whatever favorable for devotional service you accept, and whatever not favorable for devotional service you reject. Along with that, six process you all mentioned. But this is a process of surrender. Then, if you are surrendered, then what will be the symptom of surrender? And also, what will be the result of surrender? This you can see through Pali Maharaj's Leela. Pali Maharaj have the Leela. The symptom of surrender and the result of surrender, actually it's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita earlier on. Krishna says to Arjuna, Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mahi pashyati. If you are surrendered, then Yomam pashyati, you'll see me sarvatra, from everywhere. Sarvatra means literally everywhere. And the sarvam cha mahi pashyati. And when you see me on the altar, when you see me in me, you'll see everything. Tashaham na pranashami. For this person, I'm never lost. I'm never lost means this person, one who is surrendered, will remember me all the time. And then sachame na pranashati. So this person will be never lost to me also. Which means I will remember him all the time. Then, what is Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra? The person is surrendered, he'll see me everywhere. What is that? This is explained in Purushasukta prayers. Brahmano Osha Mukamasit Bahurajanya Krita. Brahmanas. When Brahmana speaks, actually, it's Krishna speaks. Brahmanas comes from Krishna's mouth. Mukhamasi. Mukha means mouth. And Bahu Rajanya Kritaha. Kshatriyas came from Krishna's arm. So when you see management, it's nothing but Krishna's management. Krishna manages things through managers. And then Uru Tadasya Yat Paisha. From Krishna's stomach, Krishna's leg, thighs, the Vaishyas are coming. Some devotees serve in different ways. Some devotees, they are very interested, or they are expert at making money for Krishna. So when you see that, actually this is Krishna. And then, Pakpyagam Shudro Ajayata. From Krishna's feet, Shudra came. So when you see working class people, actually you have to see as Krishna walking. So in this way, whoever you meet, actually, if you are in Krishna consciousness, or if we want to surrender, we have to see them as one of Krishna's representatives. Not only that, Chandrama Manaso Jataha. At night, when you see beautiful moon, there is Krishna. What part of Krishna? Manasa. Chandra Manaso Jata. At night is dark, but then moon rises. It dissipates all darkness. 잔드라 마나서 자타 짝쇼 수료 아자였다. When day comes, sunrise comes, 짝쇼. Krishna's eyes is 수료 아자였다. 수료예요. So Krishna's eyes is sun. So when sun comes, then you can see, again you see Krishna. 무카딘드라스 자그니차. And when you see Agnidev, also is Krishna. And the Indra also is Krishna. In this way, if you develop these eyes to see Krishna, then wherever you see, it's nothing but Krishna. So people don't want to have a grizzly weather like these days. There are a lot of flood in England everywhere. So they want to have a holiday where there is nice sunshine. But if you are Krishna conscious, then rain, Indra gives rain. Rain nothing but Krishna. And then in these days, Krishna gives us blessings through the form of rain. So you don't need for the holiday to Spain or Southeast or Caribbean, whatever. Bukhat Indras Chagnisa Puranat Vayul Ajayata. When you see wind, it's nothing but prana, the breathing of Krishna. Sometimes wind, sometimes there is no wind. But this is a bit wrong conception, I recently realized. Because wind is always there. You know how I found? There is a bamboo tree in my garden. This bamboo tree has very thin and then very soft leaves. Each time, sometimes chanting or sometimes doing so many things, and looking at the garden, each time when I look at the garden, these leaves of bamboo tree always wavering. Never stop. In our feeling, there is a wind, there is no wedding, it doesn't matter. It's always moving. Which means, whether we feel or not, Krishna's breathing is there in the form of vayu. Pranat vayul ajayata. Navya asi tantariksham. So, antariksha means space between Mother Earth and heavenly planets. This is space. This space coming from Navya, Krishna's navel. So, whatever space we have, actually, is Krishna's transformation of Krishna's navel. Shirshno do samabhartata. Shirsha. From Krishna's head, though, the heavenly planet manifested. So there are many description of heavenly planets. Krishna have their own understanding of heavenly planets. Whatever it may be, that heavenly planet is coming from Krishna's head. Shishuno do samaval tata. Salvani rupani vichitta dira. All the form you may see, that is created by Krishna. There are so many designs, industrial design, car design, house design, so many interiors, different form of animals, trees, all rupa, salvani rupani vichitta dira. It's all the form is from Krishna. Ultimately, Krishna is the supreme designer. Namani kritva vivadana yadaste. Whatever name you may have, actually that is Krishna. Here, but what is your name? Yeah. Atul. This is also one of the names of Krishna. Here, Prabhu's name, Sadashiva. His name is Sadashiva, but he is not Sadashiva. Isn't he? But he got the name, but he is not Sadashiva. Sadashiva is somewhere else. In this way, my name is Patanjali Muni. It's not that I am Patanjali Muni who wrote the Yoga Sutra, but I got the name. So, there is a name, there is a personality to it, but we are borrowing the name. It's like that. Namani Krita, whatever name we have, either English, Korean, or Sanskrit, is from Krishna. Namani Krita, Vivadana, Yadaste, whatever you name, you face, is nothing but Krishna. In this way, if you develop this type of eyes, Tata Prasta Yamuda Jahara Shakraf Bra Bitman Pradishasya Tastraha Tamevan Bitvan Amrita Iyababati. If you know this, Tamevan Bitvan, if you understand this, then Amrita Iyababati, within this material world, you will get amrita, immortality, or nectar of amrita. Nanya panta ayanaya vidate, there is no other way. So in this way, yoman pashyati salvatra. Symptom of surrender is that you have to develop eye to see everywhere. Then, next line. Sarvamcha mai pashyati. And also, in me, you have to see everything. So when you see you open 7 o'clock, the curtain opens, and then Govindam Adi Purusham prayers comes. Then we take darshan. So when you take darshan, you start with the feet. So when you see the feet, then what do you have to see? Papyam Bhumi Shodrat. Papyam. 2 feet of Krishna is nothing but Mother Bhumi. At the same time, yes, you can see the sudra also. And then it goes up. Krishna's thighs and bellies. And you see Navya Asi Tantariksham. So you have to see all the spaces. And also Brahmanosha Mukama Asi Uru Tadasha Yapaisha. Uru Tadasha Yapaisha. Uru. You have to see the Paishas working hard on the field. Oh, in the business. And then when it goes up, and the bow, when the Krishna's feet, not only flute, you have to see it, all the Krishatras management. Basically, David Cameron, Tony Blair, or Bill Clinton, or Obama, whoever may be, they are in Krishna's arm. Their management power is from the Krishna. That's why we have to respect whatever government decides. The law of a government has to be respected. Because devotee, we are transcendental, or we are beyond this law. No. If you go to train station, you have to pay train fare. And then, eventually comes up to Krishna's mouth. And the Krishna's mouth, what do you have to see? Brahmanas. Not only Brahmanas, you have to see the fire also. Mukhad indrasya agnisya. So agni, so Krishna eat everything, whatever offering, through the fire. That's why Brahma's job is that invoke Krishna in the form of fire, so that we directly serve, we directly feed Krishna. And then when it goes up to head, when the Krishna's hair, what is the Krishna's hair? It's cloud. Of course, Krishna's hair on the body, you cannot see it, but all the trees is Krishna's hair. So in this way, when you take a darshan, whole material world, whole creation, whole universe will see in the form of just Krishna on the altar. This is Sarvam Cha Mahi Pashyati. So this is symptom of surrender. If you surrender this, if you are surrendered like this, then what happens? Krishna said that, Tashyaham na pranashyami. For him, I'm never lost. He remembered me all the time. And further along, Tatra mam. Here. Tashyam. Tashyam. Tashyaham na pranashyami. Satchamena pranashyati. So, he'll be never lost to me. Which means, Satchamena pranashyati. So, I will always remember him. Can you imagine? Our goal of life is always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. But Krishna saying to us, Satchame na pranashyati. He will never lost me. I will remember him personally. This is happened to Bali Maharaj. There are many instances of surrender. For example, Lord Brahma, he meditated upon Krishna how long? 1,000 years. Not our 1,000 years, Brahmana years, calculation. One day of Brahmana, You know that one day Brahmana, 1,000 Chaturyuga. Is that correct? So, through the Brahmana years, he meditated for 1,000 years. You know what happened? Krishna appeared. And the Krishna, what Krishna gave? Just shaking hands. By shaking hands, Sarga Shakti, creation of Shakti, energy, the power of creation went through to him. So he just shake the hand. He didn't give up further. It's explained in third canto. And another, Dhruva Maharaj. He meditated upon Krishna for 6 months, isn't it? Tapasya for 6 months. What happened? What Krishna gave? Dhruva Loka. That's a much after. As soon as, yes, with the conch, Dhruva Maharaj saw Krishna. Then he couldn't see anything. He couldn't say anything. Kind of so overwhelmed. He was choked. So with the conch, he touched his cheek. Rather than shaking hands, this time he touched his cheek. And his Vaikra Vedam, the ability to speak, kind of came. And then he offered the Dhruva Stuti, offered the prayers to Krishna. Further, Balad Maharaj, he went through so many difficulties, and then he surrendered to Krishna. And then Nihingadeva came, and then you should ask me something, so I have to give you something, because you surrendered, so what can I give you? And the first thing Balad Maharaj says that, I ask you only one thing, never ask you anything is my ask, my request. Give me this boon, so that I don't ask you for anything. I ask for nothing. This is what I'm asking you. Does it make sense? And then, Nihingadeva said, no, you're breaking principle. You're breaking my principle. My principle is that I have to give you something. Without giving you, I cannot live. Then, Paralama said, if you have to give me, then liberate my father. Not only my father, 7 generations before, 7 generations after. That's what he asked. And then, further along, we know the story of Draupadi. And Draupadi surrendered. Jaya Sri Sri Gauranitari ki, Jaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna ki, Radha Gokulantari ki, Jaya Sri Ram Lakshmana Hanuman ki. At the gambling match, Draupadi was about to disrobe. And then Draupadi surrendered. Hey Krishna. And then through the surrender, what Draupadi get? Millions of saris. A different type of surrender, and the different devotees got different things. But what Bali Maharaj got, no one got, even his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj. You know what Krishna gave? Krishna gave? There is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. In 12, it comes later. But unfortunately, in that verse, there is no purport. In the verse, Krishna says, Rakshise salvato hamtvam sanugam saparichadam sada sannitam vira tatra mam drakshate bhavan. Rakshise salvato hamtvam. He said to Bali Maharaj, Vamadeva said to Bali Maharaj, Rakshi said, I will protect you, aham, sarvato, in all circumstances. Rakshi said, I will protect you, tvam, you. Not only you, sa anugam, along with your all associates. Whomever you like, your parents or your brothers, sisters, your friends, or whatever, sanugam, all your associates, I will protect you. How good it is. That's why you have to pick your association carefully. So you'll get protected according to, by your friend, maybe. And then last, sanugam, podralom, sapparichadam. I'm going to protect your paraphernalia, whatever you may have. Krishna will protect you, any paraphernalia you have. Nowadays you have so many paraphernalia. flat screen TV, nice sofa, or nice car. Krishna said, I'll protect that also. Would you like that? When I read this verse, I was thinking, what an insurance policy. You know, nowadays, if you get the car insurance, different policies, so many wrong paper. I can't bother to read them. But I heard that, for example, if you use your car for company purpose, then you're not covered. Even if a car accident, they will not protect you. Look, our insurance policy says that you have to use for your personal purposes, not for your company. It's like that. There are hidden clauses, there are hidden things. So, for example, if you get life insurance, if you have history of cancer or whatever, then they won't, it will not work, maybe. So in order to get life insurance also, after you're putting the money for 1 year or 2 years, after you'll get, if you die, you'll get some money. So you put the money for at least 2 years. This is nowadays insurance policy. But Christian insurance policy is that as soon as you surrender, as soon as you surrender, not only yourself, your family, and your flat screen TV maybe, all your paraphernalia is protected. Lachise salvato ham tvam. Sanugam sapricharam. Not only that, it goes further. Sada sannitam vira. Vira, O hero. Sada sannitam. Sada means always. Yes? Yam yam babi samaram bama. Tejante kalebaram. How do you call? Yam yam babi samaram bama. Tejante kalebaram. What else? What next? Tamtam evaiti kontea sadatta bhava bhavita, sada. Always, what you remember, what you moved, mood you have, sada. That mentality you will achieve next life. Sada means always. Krishna says, sada sannitam vira. Always sannitam, I'll be next to you. Sannitam vira. I'll be next to you all the time. And then, Tatra mam draksate bhavan. Bhamadeva calls Bali Maharaj, bhavan. Bhavan means very respectful way of saying you. In general, you means the bhavan. But once you surrender, Krishna saying, not anymore the bhavan. It's called bhavan. In old English, there is different saying of you. Thee or die, isn't it? I'm not familiar with the English, but there is a different level of you. In Korean, 5 different levels of saying you. But English, only you, one word. That's why my son calls me, you! I get disturbed. I mentioned this before. Don't call me you, it disturbs me. When you say to friends, then you can say you. But not to daddy. When you call me, don't say you, just call daddy. And he doesn't understand. Why Daddy doesn't allow me calling him when I say something new? You did, he said, you did. Anyway, back to our topic. Bhavan means very respectful word. And he is saying that, Tatra mam drakshate bhavan. Not only I'll be next to you, and then you will always to see me. Drakshate bhavan. This what gave to Bali Maharaj. So, this through the surrender, Bali Maharaj got, actually no one else achieved in history. Simra Bhaptam, Mahabharat, Ramayana is nothing but history. It's not a story. So, this is the result of surrender. When I think about this verse, one person came to my mind. Last Saturday was His Grace Sivapati Babu's first anniversary of disappearance. When I think about surrender, automatically, his face comes to my mind. He is really surrendered soul. When you talk about surrender, sometimes we have a conception that when authority says something, you don't want to do it, but you just do it. Oh, he's surrendered. Yes? This conception is coming. Oh, surrender means when you see that kind of documentary or movie, Second World War, and then American soldier, they kind of invaded, they took over everything, and then German soldier comes like this, this surrender. This image comes to us. Very strong image. Surrender means either you give up, or you listen to someone. This is surrender. But actually, real surrender means you are able to see Krishna in every circumstances, in every object. That is surrender. That's why when devotees organize a surprise party for Jiva Patibhava, he's not interested in all these parties or the gatherings, but somehow he was forced to attend this surprise birthday party, which happened in the Pusharam. And all devotees are waiting, and then very senior devotee forced him, drag him to the Pusharam. And then, speech. He doesn't speak. Now what can we do? They have to ask to make him to speak. So first thing they ask, Prabhu, today is your birthday, we are celebrating, so we want some nectar from you. So, what is your secret for your long time dedication? What made you dedicate so long? I'm repeating whatever I said on last Saturday on the disappearance day, 8th of February, year 2013. And then he wouldn't say anything. And the people were anxious to hear what he wanted to say. And he spoke only one word. Maybe you remember. Atul, what is that word? What Jiva Patibhava said?
Conviction.
Yeah, conviction. Only one word he said. What made you so dedicated to Krishna? He said. Conviction? That was it. And then crowd dead silent. The impact of the one word, so powerful. It's not that Prabhupada says this and that, you know, Bhagavatam this said, so many things he could have said. But he said, conviction. That's it. End of subject. And then later on, actually the last Saturday, the verse was Gita, Chapter 6 and text 8. Thank you, Jagapariya Mataji, for engaging me for that class. And in that purport, Prabhupada says, by transcendental knowledge, one can remain in his conviction. So clear. Jnana vijnana triptatma. If you are equipped, if you have jnana vijnana, comes to your heart, then Jnana Vijnana Triptatma. What is the next? Yeah, Kutastu. Kutastu. You will be situated in spiritually, spirituality. You will be spiritually situated all the time. Kutastu, Vichitendriya. And also, you will be, your senses will be controlled. Vichitendriya. We try to control our senses, it's so hard. From eating, seeing, watching, hearing. For all these things, you'll be controlled. Jnana Vijnana comes. Your knowledge and realization comes. What is realization? What is realization? You're trying to see Krishna in everywhere. So in this way, for Jiva Patibhava, for him, whatever is happening, serving to Krishna is his priority. And also, within Krishna, he sees everything. That's why he doesn't need to go anywhere. This is the most amazing thing. His conviction that Krishna is here. He didn't need to go anywhere. He didn't need anything because he had Krishna. Many instances of his surrender, process of surrender. So, Anukulyasa Sankalpa Pratikulyasa Vajanam. So accept whatever favorable and reject whatever unfavorable. So there are so many instances, but I'll give you one instance of Jivabhati. Whatever unfavorable he rejects. One time, I was asking something from him. Because we are sharing the room together in the Brahmacharya Ashram. So every Sunday evening, what's happening is that we do busy in the service. So he personally makes ma plate and brings to the Brahmacharya Ashram. So that I can have nice prasadam. So I don't need to queue up all, you know, the long queue of a Sunday program. So I was taking advantage of his service. And then he was doing it regularly. So one evening, Sunday, Jivabhati Babu, today I'm not very hungry. So could you just bring only samosa? So I don't want anything. So this is my humble revelation, how un-Krishna conscious I was. Still I, how un-Krishna conscious. Anyway, as soon as he heard this, he said, look at me, with piercing eyes. We are cooking for Krishna. This is not restaurant. And he walked out. And then, wow, thunder. I was shocked and I was so ashamed. First thing, I asked him. Second thing, I took advantage of his service all the time. Every Sunday, I was enjoying Mahaprasadam, one plate, big plate Mahaprasadam. This senior devotee, senior Vaishnava, proper disciple, rather than serving him, I'm taking service from him all the time. And I was really, really regretting, and then I just can sober myself. In this way, he rejects whatever, not terrible for Krishna consciousness. And then I gave up Mahaprasada, and then 9:30, actually he brought two samosas, and they put them to my bed, and then he went down again to his service. And I was shocked, what do I do with these samosas now? And, anyway, if I refuse it, then I felt I will upset him further. So, with heavy heart, again I enjoyed the samosas with the chutney. And the next day came. I couldn't dare speak anything to him because I upset him. So I was very quiet in the room. And I avoiding his eyesight. And then I just keep away from him. And then he came to me. Did you eat samosa? And I said, yes, thank you. And he said, don't worry. So in this way, not only he unsense, you know, sadhu means cut, break my illusion, and also he encourages also. He has such a soft heart. He's heavy on his own sadhana, but at the same time, he was a very, very soft person. So in this way, we have learned about surrender through Bali Maharaj's story. But not only Bali Maharaj, you will be able to find a devotee who is surrendered next to you. So you take that association. That's why here, Prabhupada purport, he says, Banashrama Charalvata Purushena Parapuman. So through the Banashram Dharma, serving the Lord Vishnu is the highest. Vishnu Arada, Vishnu Aradhyate Panta. Nanyat Tat Dosha Karanam. No other way. But before that, Prabhupada quoted this purport in Padma Purana. Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. So Lord Shiva saying to his wife, Devi, worship of Vishnu is highest, no doubt about it. But, Tadiyanam, service to the people who dedicated to serving Lord Vishnu is
higher than that. So in this way, we have to serve devotees and Vaishnavas, especially those who are dedicated to serving Krishna. We have to serve them. Then we get some mercy. So today, with permission from you, along with your tolerance, I tried to discuss about surrender. Maybe my understanding may not be that deep, and maybe something wrong, but if you have anything to correct me, please correct me now, and any comments, please, and also any questions.